A 16-year-old Palestinian was killed today by Israeli army fire near the Gaza-Israeli border. 16-year-old Ramez Hellis was shot and killed near his home by the Karni cargo crossing between Gaza and Israel. Another 19-year-old Palestinian civilian was also found shot dead today in the central Gaza Strip, also near the border with Israel. Palestinian civilians have fled their homes in Gaza and the occupied territories in recent years to escape the violence and deprivation that has claimed thousands of lives and destroyed their homes. Current UN estimates place the number of Palestinian refugees at around 4.6 million, making it one of the world's most pressing humanitarian crises. American University professor Dr. Edmund Gharib spoke to us about the situation.
Palestinians, in a sense, are a population who were displaced from their homes as a result of the 1948 war, and they ended up being dispersed in a number of countries in the Middle East, as well as many other countries abroad. The number one countries have been Syria and Jordan, where you have at least close somewhere between 2.5 to 3.25 million refugees, if not a little more than that. While some small minorities have integrated into the societies, others are still living as refugees more than 50 years after the 1948 conflict. So as a result of this, they have had, generally speaking, a much lower living standard than a lot of the other peoples in the area, and they have continued to face political as well as economic deprivation in many ways. And that's why we have seen recently this effort, this call by a number of Palestinian leaders to take some of these refugees.